We're doing the Doshet Aran, we're on page Kuf Lamed Vav. Yeah, Nachum. Mm-hmm. In the Shalemet this in Shin Yud Dalid in the Mosander of Cook edition. And the Ran had quoted that the Talmud tells us that if a person is born under certain parts of the zodiac, he's going to have certain tendencies. It says if he's born under Tzedek, so he's going to be always in pursuit of righteousness. In mitzvot, if he's born under madim, he'll be one who spills blood. So what's going on here? How could it be that whether we perform mitzvos or whether we perform sins is defined by our mazel? How do you say that in English?
Our luck.
Our luck. What? How, when they say see your thing
on
the... Yeah, your horoscope. Yeah, what's going on here?
The stars.
The stars, yeah.
Your stars.
It says that depending on where you're born will define whether you'll be righteous, you'll spill blood. So the truth is there are two approaches that we can understand. Firstly, we have to know that the way a person is born gives them a predisposition, but it does not force his hand to go in any direction. The Talmud didn't mean to say that if you're born under the zodiac of Tzedek, you'll be a righteous person. It's telling you he will be more predisposed to it. And if a person is born under Ma'adim, it doesn't necessarily mean he will spill blood, but he will be predisposed to it. And the logic here goes as follows. The way the mazel, the way the luck, the zodiac affects a person is that it affects the way a person is formed, so to speak. It will affect the balance within a person. But it doesn't really affect the soul. The soul is above all that. But we live a life where we have to contend. Our soul has to contend with our physical nature. You have a guy who loves meat. You know, I come from a family where we all have a weak digestive tract. If we eat too much, we don't feel well. So when I sit at a meal, I can't eat more than a certain amount. I know I'm going to feel bad. The people sitting next to me, very often, will take seconds and thirds and fourths. I can't, even if I wanted to. So my body won't let me run that course. Sometimes people tell me, I'm jealous of you. And I say, I can't. You know, it's not like I could if I wanted to. But that doesn't, you know, so that might affect my soul in the end, because I'm not running after desserts, because I just can't handle them. But at the end of the day, that's the physical body. My soul and the next guy's soul, they both have a responsibility and they're not affected. Ah, but they're both in a body. So the next guy is in a body that can eat 15 courses. I'm in a body that can't. So obviously that means I'm more predisposed to the skinnier traits of life. I'm saying whatever those are. I'm saying it's not because I'm ascetic, but I don't have that option physically. The next guy has to contend with his physical strengths and weaknesses. The flip side of it is, when I get tired, my body can't deal. So I have to deal with the weakness of not being able to deal when I'm tired. Other people can be tired and keep ticking like soldiers. Different people have different elements that their body affects them, but that doesn't affect the soul. It only means the soul that's in that body has to deal with the predispositions, the strengths and weaknesses of the body. So yes, the zodiac can affect those aspects of our nature. But when we speak about the performance of mitzvot or sins, that's not a question of your nature. There the soul has to take control. Now that's oversimplifying, because the truth is, it's much harder than that. You know, a person's born and he has a temper. And you see it on kids. You know, there's different temperaments. So that means that's his challenge. You have another person whose temperament is to be lazy. That's his challenge. And yes, these are things that are a question of nature, not only nurture. We are created different. Okay, so now this idea also divides. The idea that we can overcome our physical tendencies, and again, it's only to a point. Meaning I used to think that if I really want to learn Torah, so then I won't be tired. And it doesn't work. I spent years convinced that if I fight it this way, that way, the other way, I had years where the only thing I drank was coffee. Didn't work. I had years where I tried different schedules. Didn't work. There are things you're not going to win, that your body is going to win. There, it doesn't mean you can conquer everything. You can't fly because you want to fly. You have to learn which parts of your body you have to give into, which parts of the body you can overcome. But you're not forced to sin. It's a question of how to work with the body we're given. We have to know that the soul can impact the body as well. A person can be predisposed to have a temper, and he decides, I will not have a temper, and he works real hard on himself, and then he conquers the temper. And he changes that tendency. The fact that he's predisposed to a certain tendency does not obligate him to continue being predisposed to that tendency. The soul can overcome. So yes, the zodiac started him off in a certain direction. Now the question is, what does he do with it? The Talmud tells us a person's born under Ma'adim, so his blood boils and he's ready to be a murderer. The soul can take control and calm it down. I was once teaching a teenager, and he had just like turned bar mitzvah, he had just turned 13, and he said to me, I am either going to be a big tzaddik or a big rasha. Either the world will be thankful I came here or will curse the day I was born, and I haven't yet decided which path I'm taking.
What?
He said, I know I have tremendous strengths, and he does. He said, I don't have tremendous strengths, and I haven't yet decided which route I'm taking. This story happened about eight, nine years ago. I can tell you he chose a good path. But I can tell you that he's been under severe beatings. And the police tried to beat the daylights out of him. So they handcuffed him and took their batons and beat the daylights out of him, and he didn't budge. You know, that he's used the strength. They beat him up because he was trying to settle the land of Israel. He wasn't doing something terrible. But he's used the strength that he has, and he keeps trying to channel it for good. Saying, you know, you hear his police beating him up. But no, it wasn't that, you know, they were beating him up because they didn't want him to be in that house or whatever. But not, he wasn't doing anything that was evil. At any rate, I'm saying he chose to channel it for good. But I remember he said to me, you know, I haven't yet decided. And it's going to go one way or the other. And Chazal tell us, yes, we are given strengths, we're given predispositions, and we can take control of them. Yeah?
I don't know if this is the third time I've crushed it, but I don't understand the whole zodiac horoscope thing. My idea is like, I mean, like a Yahoo page.
So we'll have to talk about it. Yeah?
Isn't that a given that if someone has particularly great strength, he's going to have particularly great potential to use it negatively?
Yeah. So the first point is that the soul can conquer it. The soul can conquer the body. The second point is he's going to discuss that we can channel the tendency. That's where we'll pick up next week. That's a different aspect. Meaning, number one is you can conquer it and you won't have it. And that's a possibility. Number two is you can channel it. And that's number two is where we'll pick up. Thank you.